Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So Brad, if you remember back a few weeks ago, we had a bit of a scare about Beverly and Club Cool, and they were out of Beverly at all of the fountains at Club Cool, and it looked like it was the end. But Beverly has returned, and everything is as it should be.
Until they just completely get rid of it altogether. But for now...
Yeah, well, until Club Cool goes away in the garbage can. But yeah, for now, you can still get Beverly.
I like how it's going in the garbage can now, man. You're getting...
Everything. Future World is going in the garbage can. Like, they're just throwing everything away and redoing it.
Okay, so that's how that works now. God.
I mean, they are, dude.
It
just feels like everything in Future World is like, out of here. Let's just start it over again and do something new. And I'm okay with that. We talked about that. I think it's fine that Future World, you know, is kind of a rolling view of the future. Whereas Tomorrowland is a view of the future as seen in the 50s, you know. But I'm okay with them saying, you know, back to the drawing board. It just, it's like everything. Everything's just going away.
Just as long as they can go back to the drawing board, just as long as Beverly is there till the bitter end. That's really all that you're saying, right?
Bitter. I get it. Because Beverly's bitter.
I'm just going to let the silence sit there because that's what I feel like belongs there. So
anyway, I'm happy about this. I enjoy the Beverly, but also that is a mainstay of Club Cool, and they've got it. I don't want Beverly to live on as a t-shirt. I want Beverly to live on as a beverage.
Well, and
even if it's a flight you have to pay for.
And you want Beverly to, well, you want Club Cool as a whole to at least continue to be as whole as it can be until the time where it closes. I mean, it's not that much longer till it closes down, guys. Let's keep everything moving and let it give it a good send off, right? Not just let it kind of sputter out as it, you know, the last week. There is one fountain that's just serving
right
Coca-Cola, and that's all that's left in Club Cool or something. And whatever they have left over, they're more than welcome to ship to my house.
Sure. I still want to do a taste test with me and you, but man, last time we tried to find those drinks, they were either ungettable or very, very expensive.
Well, we can still go to Disney Springs and take care of that, because I can only imagine that the Club Cool Classic sampler pack will be will be a thing that will be super popular once Club Cool is closed, because then it's all about being classic.
Yeah, available soon. The Club Cool sampler for only $19.99.
What a deal.
How can you afford not to? But anyway, I'm happy Beverly is back. I think that same episode, and I don't remember if we talked about it in the episode or before, but we were talking about Ramuni, the Japanese drink that has a little marble that you push down.
We were talking about how we both enjoyed melon sodas, and melon sodas are not a thing in the U.S., really.
Right. So I went to World Market and bought a whole bunch of Ramunis, and so far they are pretty good, but... I enjoy all the different flavors that like these Japanese sodas have, and looking at this picture of the soda fountain at Club Cool, I'm reminded that, you know, Thailand's melon flavor and Greece's pineapple flavor and Inca Kola and all these like great flavors that just aren't available in the U.S. makes me very sad. But also makes me, you know, happy, because I would probably have a soda addiction if I could get like delicious melon and pineapple sodas easily here in the U.S.
A lot of those also don't come with what, don't come in the diet form. Right. So yeah, you're going to be sucking down a lot of sugar there, but
the diabetes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want you to be too worried, because I did double check. And as of right now, the Coca-Cola rooftop bar over at Disney Springs does have the international tray, which includes Beverly, includes Inca Kola, includes Smart Watermelon. So all of your favorites are there, buddy.
How much?
For the tray, it is $9 for 16 beverages. That's, you know,
that's not too shabby.
Yeah, especially for Disney prices. That's not shabby at all.
Yeah, about 50 cents a beverage.
Yeah. So there you go. I'll
pay 50 cents for you, Beverly.
You can get your Club Cool fix until it gets put somewhere else.
And arguably in a cooler location too. And I mean that as like a more awesome location.
I hope so.
So apparently, according to the Disney Parks blog, there is a magical new holiday experience coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Which is to say that there's holiday stuff coming to Animal Kingdom, which, did anybody think that there wasn't holiday stuff coming to Animal Kingdom? Isn't there always holiday stuff at Animal Kingdom?
But it's a gathering of winter animals.
Yes. I did find it was interesting that they said life-size sculpted puppets. Because that reminded me of the Jam and Jungle Parade that they used to have. Though those were, well, I mean, I guess like the elephant was life size, but a lot of stuff was larger than life. And I don't think we're going to get the Jam and Jungle Parade back or anything like that. It would be really cool if we did, but I think we're going to get some experiences. And it's nice to see that they're doing something, I guess. Penguins, life size penguins. Yeah, probably not going to need the entire road. But they're also doing the Tree of Life with the Christmas theme, which I was interested to see how they were going to handle a Christmas show at Animal Kingdom. Because I wondered if they were going to change, what's it called this month?
The constantly changing, badly reviewed Animal Kingdom nighttime show that they can never seem to take people in
that,
with.
That really feels like a mouthful. I feel like it's shorter than that, but yes, whatever the nighttime show is. I did wonder if they were changing that for Christmas, but it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. They're going to change the Tree of Life instead to have what I guess Christmas or holiday related images with a heartwarming holiday inspired musical score. Which I think just means that cast members will be discreetly placed around you with jingle bells.
So it's just hard to make something that's super cool and impressive in the Animal Kingdom because you can't have fireworks. And you can't be loud and you know, because they don't want to disturb the animal. Which I totally understand.
I felt like the nighttime show actually wasn't that bad. Again, because my expectations were set so low, I imagine. But I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, but I think for most people, I think they're expecting something, you know, awe-inspiring like Happily Ever After or Wishes or you know, any number of the, even, you know, Fantasmic and the Star Wars fireworks over in Hollywood Studios. So when you go to Animal Kingdom for their, you know, quote, big after dark show,
something needs to be high octane, blow you away.
It's
not
big.
Think about it, and very slow and methodical.
The show is big, but it's big in a different way. It's big in a more subtle, like, production way than big, like, with explosions in the sky, you know?
Yeah, it will be interesting because they say that they're going to be telling wintry tales on the Tree of Life. And so I don't know. I'm interested to see how they work those into, you know, telling stories with images, right? That's always interesting. Mm-hmm. To not just be using words, and I don't know, maybe they will just choose to use words, but by and large, I feel like they don't, at least the time that I saw the Tree of Life doing its thing, they weren't using a bunch of words. They were using images to carry the story. So I think I want to see how this all plays out. And if I'm just made of money, I can do it over Christmas.
Yes. I am much more excited about this this Christmas thing that Disney's doing all over Walt Disney World. They have called it the Ultimate Disney Christmas Package. And basically what it is it's like that of like a few weeks ago we talked about the My First Disney Package, where you got to stay in one of the All-Star Resorts. You got 2 park days where you could either go to Animal Kingdom or Epcot, I think, was the other one. But anyway, and that was a very specific package where you could go for a certain number of days. You had a certain park you could go to. This is basically, you buy this package. It's 5 nights. You stay from December 21st to December 26th, and you get a whole bunch of like cool things. You get a specific thing every day. And I love this. I wish Disney would do more stuff like this, where it's, you know, you come for these days and we have an itinerary for you, that here are some cool things that you'll get to do every single day. And we've kind of planned out this 5-day span for you to, you know, let you have some fun. And as a person who bought this specific package, I love this.
Yeah, it's weird because by and large, the packages that Disney offers are come and do this thing between these dates, not come and do this thing that is going to be offered this one time. But they've got what?
So free dining. You book in this time for a trip, and this time you get free dining.
Right. So it starts off on the 21st, where you get nighttime access to essentially Animal Kingdom, or the good rides in Animal Kingdom, I guess is what.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Disney says it's Flights of Passage, River Journey, and Expedition Everest, plus an exclusive showing of the new Rivers of Light. We Are One Spectacle. There you go. There is the name. I told you it was not nearly as wordy as you were trying to make it. Which, okay, that part seems weird to me. Actually, all of those parts, like, how many of these packages are they planning on selling? Because even if they sell a lot, it takes a lot to not make that huge area to go watch the nighttime show not feel like it's just empty, you know?
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of,
that is a very large
awkward to me,
show.
I feel like.
Yeah. I agree. I think that if there is a problem, you know, with the nighttime access to Animal Kingdom, that's it.
Took everything in my power not to say, yo, I'll solve it. But anyway, the 22nd, you just get to do the Very Merry Christmas Party. Which
is fun.
Yeah,
I
no,
think.
I don't. That's why. I mean, that's why I kind of laughed at myself for saying just. I mean, it's still a very good event. It's separately ticketed, but you're getting that included as part of your package.
I was going to say, because we're doing that, but you know, we had to pay the, you know, $120 a person or whatever to do it, and it'll be interesting to see what the cost of this package is, because with that other one, the My First Trip package, we could kind of go in and see that for the most part, it wasn't a super like bargain. There, you basically got the stroller rental and the ears and, like, you know, one other thing for free, but you were basically paying the same amount for the room and tickets that you would if you weren't buying that package. So it'll be interesting to see what this package costs at the end of the day.
Right. So then you get the 23rd or 24th, which feels like maybe where Disney got a little, how do we fill this thing in? Because they're giving you the choice there to get a reserved viewing area for Epcot Forever. And then you also get a $50 card for each guest 3 and older to use at food and at different food and beverage locations, which, by the way, I did check, and it does include Le Cellier. So
ooh,
that's $50 that you can use at Le Cellier.
That's an entree.
Mm-hmm. Or you could use at the patisserie, or there's this place on here. It's called the Electric Umbrella.
Or again, going in the garbage can.
Or Jeremy, you could also just go to Via Napoli and finally get a chance to try that out. So
eat delicious pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly delicious pizza, I should say.
Delicious pizza, because I said it's delicious, and you should take my word for it. So you get to do that on one of those two, and then you get the ultimate Disney Christmas gift delivered to your resort room on December 25th.
I love that.
Merry Christmas. There's something, we are not going to tell you what it is, other than to know that it is the ultimate Disney gift, which I'm assuming is a check returning all of my money to me, because that would be the ultimate Disney gift for me.
Honestly, like at the end of the day, who cares what that gift is? That's such a cool thing, especially if you take a kid, to have a gift on Christmas morning in your hotel room. Like, I think of all the things that they let you do, this, even if it's like a really crappy gift, like if it's a really crappy, you know, whatever, I think that this is really cool that this package includes gift delivery on Christmas morning.
Yeah. So as for pricing, they are offering that you can stay at the Coronado, the Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa, or the new Riviera Resort. Coronado, for a family of four, you're looking at $4,000, $3,980, up to $6,900 if you're staying at the Riviera, which I'm trying to, you know what, I guess because it's a deluxe studio, like, it's so weird to me that the way the pricing works out is $4,000 for Coronado, $48 for Animal Kingdom Lodge, $55 for Saratoga Springs, and then $69 for Riviera. Like, nice. That Animal Kingdom Lodge is the second one on that list and not the last one on that list. But with Coronado, it's a standard view room, Animal Kingdom standard view room, one bedroom at Saratoga, or a deluxe studio at Riviera. So honestly, that pricing doesn't, for Christmas, and I haven't actually priced it out, so I withhold the ability to change my mind on this. My initial thought, though, is that doesn't seem too crazy.
$4,000 for what was $4,000
for Coronado, for four, yeah, for a family of four, two adults,
that seemed,
one junior, and one junior aged 10 to 17, and one child aged 3 to 9.
That feels reasonable. Like, just off the you know, top, it feels like, yeah, okay, that feels right.
Yeah, that's what you, that sounds within the realm of what I would expect to pay for tickets for the not so scary. Sorry, we're already past that in this case. The Very Merry Christmas Party, for my room, for, you know, $100 or $200 to spend on dinner at Epcot.
Well, yeah, because just four tickets to Very Merry is more than $400. It's close to $500 for four tickets.
Right. So then you're only looking at $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And for, I would assume, park. Yep, with park hopper. So that's four park hoppers, a room with four people. Like, that actually doesn't sound that bad.
A bad value.
Yeah, it's not the, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing deal that you could ever get, probably. But it's also not, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. Why does Disney think anybody would pay for this?
And I wonder if this is how they, you know, get enough people to buy this package that, man, I already forgot the dang thing because I liked my name better. What's the name of their nighttime show that is badly reviewed that they can't pull people in? The Rivers of Light, We Are One Spectacle. That's how they're going to get so many people to be there for that exclusive showing, is because while it's not cheap, it's not relatively that expensive either.
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, what it comes down to is, if I was going to plan a trip during that time period anyway, where I'm going to spend Christmas at Disney, this falls within the, okay, yeah, that's something I would be willing to consider doing.
Which, have you ever done that?
I have.
You spent Christmas Day at Disney?
I have. It is bonkers, my friend. I highly recommend doing it once, because I think it is awesome to get to do once, but I would not, knock on wood, if my child decides that she wants to go, then we probably will find ourselves going, but I'm not chomping at the bit, somethinging at the bit to go and do it again. And real-time follow-up here, I just priced out a five-day tickets with the, the family of four or whatever, five-day tickets with the park hopper at Pop Century, not Coronado, but Pop Century, $3,900 for that time period.
Wow.
So you're getting Coronado plus
not only just reasonable, that's actually cheaper. That is a good value.
That actually is a good value. That is a good deal. So, hey, if you're looking to visit Disney during the holiday season, let me go ahead and recommend to you the Ultimate Disney Christmas Package.
That's hard to believe. That is actually a good value, because you're basically getting Very Merry Christmas Party tickets for free, and a upper tier hotel, like one up tier hotel.
Yeah, assuming that you have a family of four where you have one child aged 10 to 17, another child aged 3 to 9, because I assume the way that this package is going to work, it's probably a fixed amount, and they're like, well, it works out to $199 per person if you have four people and they fall under this age range, or it's a lot more expensive if it's not per person. But yeah, there's definitely people who are falling into that, and it is pretty cool to be at Disney for Christmas Day. Just don't get your fast passes, ride whatever your fast passes have, make sure you have dining reservations, and plan to deal with just craziness.
What you're saying is lots of people choose to be at Disney on Christmas.
That was my experience when I visited. And I assume that it is still the same way, though. You know, we were actually at Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day. Because we crazy, my friend. We so crazy.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.